The scripture lesson for this first Sunday of Advent, taken from the book of Romans, the 13th chapter, and I want to read verses 11 through 14. Paul is speaking. Besides this, you know what time it is, how it is now the moment for you to wake from sleep. For salvation is nearer to us now than when we became believers. The night is far gone, the day is near. Let us then lay aside the works of darkness and put on the armor of light. Let us live honorably as in the day, not in reveling and drunkenness, not in debauchery or licentiousness, not in quarreling and jealousy. Instead, put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision for the flesh to gratify its desires. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. An opportunity. Let us pray. Now, gracious God, let the words of my mouth, the meditation, thoughts, desires of all of our hearts be acceptable in your sight. For you, dear God, are our rock and our strength and our redeemer. And the people of God say, Amen. I have always found it a challenge that for the first Sunday of Advent, the focus of the scripture lesson is on the return of Christ. For in talking about Christ's second coming, for some it is a discussion that is uncomfortable, and for others, it is a discussion that we do not focus on enough. In my own faith journey, I feel strongly that one day will come when Christ will return. But the images of that time and that moment are expressed for me best in the teachings of Paul. And what I have gathered from him is that there is something about the unknown that should determine how we are living today. Paul expressed it so well when he says in verse 12, "The night is far gone, the day is near." I would be the first to express that I am not a mountain person. But a conference meeting a few weeks ago took me to Winter Park. And I have to tell you just what a beautiful setting it is. I felt bad that we had to go inside to our meeting because it was so pretty. But when we came out of the meeting, it did not seem like the same place. And we had to walk back to our room in the dark. You know within yourself that those same trees and bushes and plants are all around you, but there is just something different. Different when you are walking in the dark. We have to be careful that we are not living our life in the dark. It can happen to all of us, and it happens in ways that we cannot always see or detect. It can happen as we focus too much on ourselves. It is said that coping with difficult people is always a problem, particularly if that difficult person happens to be oneself. A pastor had a church member who could always see the wrong or the faults in someone else. One Sunday there was a terrible snowstorm, and that member was the only member to come to church. The pastor said, "Here is my chance." And he preached as hard as he could about the danger of focusing on oneself. At the end of the sermon, this member came to him and said, "Pastor, that was one of the best sermons I've ever heard you preach. Too bad the people weren't here to hear it." To move beyond oneself is to move out of the darkness. To move beyond oneself is to wake from our sleep. This is the opportunity. Hear Paul as he's caught up with the idea of talking about the return of Christ as an opportunity to live in a new way. And so a part of this new way and being able to live in this new day is to be able to see others in a different way. Let me describe it this way. Mahatma Gandhi was known for his spiritual discipline. One day a mother and her son traveled a long way to be with Gandhi. She had come to ask the great teacher to tell her son to stop eating so much sugar. Gandhi was silent, and he said to them, "Please come back next week." Well, they would make the long journey back that next week, and Gandhi would counsel the boy about eating too much sugar, about eating it in excess. The mother thanked him, but then she asked him, "Why couldn't you counsel the boy last week?" And Gandhi replied, "Up until last week, I too ate too much sugar." Living in a different way is to see ourselves in a different way. Then we can see others in a different way. We search for community. We long for change and transformation. It can happen as we claim the opportunity to live in a new way. Paul also sees the opportunity to put on Christ. Hear the strength of which he speaks in verse 14. "Instead, put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision for the flesh or to gratify its desires." Sam Houston was the founder of Texas. He came to Christ and came to the church. He waited until he was 60 years old to come. He wrote a friend, "They said that they tell me all my sins are washed away." He said to his friend, "If that be the case, I pity for those poor souls living downstream." To put on Christ is to be different. And Paul could not express all that he meant by this. I believe it comes as we are able to say no to those very things that are against our values. To put on Christ is to reject the simple and the easy way out. To put on Christ is to bear the fruits of the Spirit. Love, joy, and peace, those become the foremost things in our life. I don't know about you, but this year has passed to the point that it seems like a blur already. And I found myself this week filling in dates on my 2005 calendar. Last year is a blur, and this coming year seems to be filled with challenge. But I feel within myself a peace, a sense of peace and readiness for the days ahead. And I want you to remind me that I'm saying this right now. But I just feel a sense of peace and readiness for the days ahead. It comes with more and more trying to understand what does it mean to put on Christ. It means that one not need worry so much about tomorrow, but one can take it one day at a time, knowing and having Christ within your life. Well, Advent is here. Advent is here. It is a time, as one writer said, it is a time that involves waiting. It is a time that involves preparation. It is a time that involves expectancy. But I would share with us this morning, this is the time of opportunity. May this opportunity be ours. May we claim it. But most of all, may we live it. Praise God. Amen.